Yesterday, I told you about a new pilot program of fully autonomous robot taxis in Los Angeles, and it got us to thinking about the future of this technology. Fully autonomous vehicles do all the driving without any input from humans. They rely on detailed maps, GPS, cameras, radar, and artificial intelligence to navigate their computer-powered journeys. Manufacturers worldwide are investing in this technology. It's said to be eco-friendly, and it could offer an affordable mode of transportation for non-car owners. And some believe that computers will be safer drivers than humans. But there are a lot of questions. There are concerns about safety and the readiness of this technology. There have been court fights, injuries, even deaths caused by self-driving technology. And some privacy advocates are concerned that your every movement and destination can be tracked. Who gets access to this information? It does seem, though, that the world is moving closer and closer to fully autonomous vehicles becoming mainstream. Some wonder if humans will even be driving vehicles at all in the future. So, for today's show, we're going to take a look at what a completely driverless world in the future could look like.
Americans love their cars. Getting my first car was one of the happiest days of my life. And I've loved driving ever since, especially fast cars. Yeah, that's not actually my car, but hey, look, this is my story and I can dream if I want to. But what if I'm part of the last generation to get excited about driving a car? I've spent the past year traveling the country, talking to entrepreneurs, engineers, and test drivers who are building the cars of tomorrow. And when they imagine the future, driving a car isn't part of it. They envision roads full of cars driven by machines, where traffic jams are no more, where the death rate by car accidents drops to zero. The end of car ownership as we know it. Even to the point of human driving one day becoming illegal. I ask them all the same thing. What will the future look like? And what will it take to get there? What I found was really exciting, but also a bit shocking.
Okay, so as soon as I turn out of this parking lot, I'm gonna engage in self-driving mode.
Technically, we don't need a driver in the car.
So you and I are basically, in a way, just passengers now.
Yes.
We're test driving a car powered by autonomous vehicle startup Drive AI on the streets of Northern California. It's one of several companies working to utterly transform how we live. This test car could be the prototype of an automobile that not only takes you out of the driver's seat, but creates a future where you might not need to own a car at all. At least, that's what the people building them think.